Good thing about doing confession of sin each week that there's not a lack of that from all of us. So thank the Lord for extending grace to us each and every day and every week. I wanted to start out by reading Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I really like that. Need that every day, especially with what I try to work on here, along with not being that sloth, is to be slow to anger. My kids, get on you, talk to you, and you're just like, not right now, or you got a short fuse, and I've been working on that, and it's definitely, he's been working in me there. I've seen it a lot better. So for James 1:20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Just verses I keep trying to go over and over in my head, and trying to be that example for my kids, and being that with that slow to anger. And just a few more verses. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Again, just between those two verses, those are ones that really sit with me, and try to mirror that with my children. And so I want to end it with Romans 12:1-2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Because of all he has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So I hope this week that we can all do that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just praise and thank you for the many blessings that we have. I thank you for the grace that you extend us each and every day as we fall short, and just the amazing power you have, and that ability to forgive us, and we're already forgiven. But I just thank you for that, and I just praise and thank you for this day. Amen.